This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. And always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Hey, get your calculators out. Pens, pencils, whatever you're going to use. David Fisher is going to join us after the first break. Talk about your finances, where we're at, what you can expect to see or feel or have to put up with. You know, again, you never know where this market's going. I've been listening 9 years, it's going to crash. Yeah, no, seriously, I've been told for 9 years it's over. That, you know, people would be crying in the streets, ATM machines wouldn't give out any money anymore, and David's not like that. I'm just talking about the people I've had on, the books that have been sent to me, and what have you. And I got a kick out of it. I haven't seen it yet. And everything that some of the guys that have been on my shows have predicted haven't come true. Now, David Fisher's different. He's not a doom and gloom guy. Right? He's not one of those guys that if you don't do this, you're gonna be broke. He just gives you some ideas on how to keep your money safe, how to keep your family safe. Because you want a place for them to live. You want a place for them to be able to sleep, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you are still reeling. In the last hour, I talked about that American flag and how an American flag T-shirt at a school in Detroit or in the Detroit School District is not allowed to be worn. It's just amazing. All right, so we got that little guy over there in North Korea. I'd like to make it our fifth Great Lake. What do you think, right? Just turn it into a crater and then fill it with water. Shouldn't be that hard. But anyway, so, you know, here's a guy that's, we talk about saber rattling, but we've let them get away with this for years and years and years, decades. You know, they get crazy stupid, we give them money. Daddy, we did the same thing. Grandpa, we did the same thing. Now we get the son, who actually thinks himself to be a god. Did you know that? So there's actually rumors going around that he doesn't have a butt crack because he doesn't go to the bathroom because he's a god. Gods don't go to the bathroom. Maybe that's why he's so large. I don't know. Just guessing here. So anyway, when it comes to the North Koreans, I mean, really, seriously, and I don't believe that his people are behind him like some believe they are, right? I mean, you can be executed for not clapping hard enough for His Excellency. So as the little guy's over there screaming about how he's going to, you know, he can reach the U.S. and the U.S. is in trouble and, you know, all this stuff is going on. I love General Mattis, don't you? Actually, now they prefer to call him Secretary Defense Mattis. He's warning North Korea that, you know, you better cool it. You are grossly overpowered by America. Right? There's no way you can't match us. You set off, what are you going to set off a missile? We'll shoot it down and we'll cray to you at the same time. How's that? So he made a statement earlier, and he warned the North Korean regime that it would lose in an armed conflict with the United States, and it wouldn't just lose, it would get slaughtered. Now, the DPRK, North Korea, their regime's actions will continue to be grossly overmatched by ours and would lose any arms race or conflict it initiates, Mattis said. The statement came just a day after North Korea officials said that the regime was considering a strike on the U.S. territory of Guam. What an idiot. He must have gone to the Obama School of politics or something. I don't know. Of dictatorship or ruling a country. North Korea's nuclear activities could, Mattis argued, lead to the end of its regime and destruction of its people. While the State Department intends to resolve the situation through diplomacy, Mattis suggests that the overwhelming capabilities of the U.S. military and its allies would demolish North Korea. Now, understand, there's a whole bunch of the left now going crazy. Oh, my God, we told you this was a war regime. We told you there were too many generals around. No, no, no. See, the bully in the playground, the only way he gets beat is physically. No, no, seriously. If you've got the power behind you, he's no longer the bully. And we're not saying, we're going to be there on Tuesday, we're going to destroy you. No, what we're saying is, don't do this. We've got more power, more might, more destruction capabilities. You're gone. You're done if you do something stupid. You can do this through diplomacy, fine, do it. But I don't believe it. And I don't believe it because look at what Billy Clinton. Billy Bob went in there and changed things. What did he do? He basically gave him free rein to do what they're doing now. Ultimately, that's what it worked out to be. Ultimately, the same plan was given to Iran. That should scare you. Although, what Obama did with Iran is he gave them the keys to the safe and then told they couldn't go in there, but he wouldn't be around for a few years. Get it? Do I have to spell it out? No, you guys got that, right? Okay. So I get the diplomacy part. I get that. I get pushing China to do something about it. I get that as well. But you got to have the third option in there. You got to look at him and just go, look, we're going to work this out at this table. Or we're going to work it out from a floaty when we turn this place into a lake. Your choice, big boy. As was previously reported, President Trump warned North Korea in additional threats that the U.S. would result in retaliation. North Korea's best not make any more threats, said President Trump to the United States. They'll be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been threatening beyond a normal statement, and he said they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. I'm telling you, there are some of these regimes that have gotten away with this for years. When do we stop them? How do we stop them? How do we make it end? The diplomacy hasn't worked. The Dems keep thinking it does, but didn't Korea get this under Dem diplomacy? Look what Iran is doing under Dem diplomacy. Look where Afghanistan's at under Dem diplomacy. Now, I'm not suggesting we go and bombing places up like crazy. That is not what I mean, and you're not being honest if that's what you're putting out there. It's not what I mean at all. But sometimes you've got to have a handshake with a tank behind you, you know what I'm saying? And then they know you're serious. The Russians fell. You know, do a little homework. The Russians fell because they actually thought we had a Star Wars defense system. We were outspending them. And they couldn't keep up. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. David Fisher joins us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. Yes, I thought I'd start off, I'd kick off this segment with a little happy music. I'm Joe Masino. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy kicking a week off with him and starting off with some financial information. Talk about your finances. Make sure that you have a clue. That's what we try to do here. We try to just bring you information so you can make the decisions as to what to do. And David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Absolutely, Joe, my friend. I'm glad to be with you and your audience today, as always.
It's really funny because a couple days ago, the president is out there. North Korea's, I won't even say they're rattling the saber anymore, because depending on who you talk to, some people don't believe that they have the means to do what they say they have to do. Others believe that they do, and that they, it's just craziness out there. But How is North Korea, how is it affecting the markets? Because, you know, when we talk about war, when we talk about going to war, sometimes the markets do well.
Well, you know, we don't really talk too much about this topic, but it, you know, it is does relate to financial markets, and it does at times influence the market. Gold was influenced by it, and so was silver. We had big jumps yesterday, right at the end of the day, and we even had bigger jumps upward today. So there's a fear factor, obviously, that is triggering some of this. Gold and silver is fundamentally moving up. You know, the ironic thing is the difference between the Dow and gold this year is only a 0.04%. I mean, it's real, or 0.4%, excuse me. So it's less than a 0.5% movement. They're both close to about 10% up year to date. But I, you know, when our president, and no president has ever said this, but when he says to North Korea that they had best not make any more threats to the United States or they won't be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen, you would think that the stock market would be affected by that. I can't even think of the superlative word, that strange and highly impactable comment that came and surprised many of us, and, you know, it's just showing a sign of strength. Some people say it's showing a sign of weakness. I think it's strength, personally. The reality is it didn't really affect the Dow. I mean, the Dow, all three markets, the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 are off a little bit because of that, but not a whole lot, you know, a quarter of a percent or thereabouts. But I think, you know, what's happening, you know, in the same day today, the FBI raids former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's home. You know, so they would think that, okay, if Trump is, you know, affecting the markets because of his policy, then these negative things should be moving the market. You know, the Dow should be off a couple hundred points or more, but it's not. I think what's happening here is the bigger picture. The market is decoupling from, you know, extreme news that's negative against the economy and against our leadership, President Trump. And, you know, it's not the financial news that's being talked about. It's not being affected by the political news is what I'm trying to say, or economic news or war news. So it's on its course because, you know, here's a simple way of looking at it, Joe. Before I say that, normally wars are bad for stocks and really good for metals. I hope we don't go to war. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
I'm not. But, you know, if nothing changes, it looks like that's going to happen because Kim Jong-un, he doesn't want to do anything but, you know, flex his muscles, and he's going to go whatever extent to show that's the case. So I hope they figure out a political way of intervening, but so far nothing's worked for decades with previous presidents, and it's just escalated. But, you know, what's happening here is if we look at the day after election, you know, the markets started moving quite substantially in stocks. Then it had nothing to do with President Trump being in office. It had to do what he was going to do when he got in office and his term in office. Today, you know, he hasn't passed lots of things to affect the economy, but he's done some things positive that previous presidents haven't done, and that's opened up and taken away a lot of the deregulations for businesses to thrive. Now, has businesses gone on a massive hiring spree? No, but they're starting to, you know, so let's give him some chance. He's headed in the right direction, and the market isn't moving upward in anticipation of that, and I think that's where really the key is. So we're having a bull market in stocks, a bull market in gold. You know, nothing's going to really disrupt that unless something major triggered, like from a bank or a financial crisis or war.
You know, it's funny, David, when large corporations are floundering or having trouble, and they bring in a new CEO, what ends up happening is, first of all, he doesn't have, you know, 700 people, you know, Congress and senators and others, to have to deal with to try to get things done. He goes in, surgically cuts things out, make things happen, you know, give orders to start turning things around. There is no expectation from the board of directors that everything's going to be peachy and rosy and keen and everything within 6 months. They realize, especially in large corporations, like an IBM, if you would,
takes a while to get that ship to turn around and to start heading in the direction it needs to head in making those course corrections. Again, I know that's oversimplifying, but it's true. It's a true foundation to how to make these things work, is it not?
And, you know, and on top of that, some of the board members don't like who they bring in. It's not a unanimous decision. And so sometimes the CEO is fighting some of the board. And, you know, that's where, unfortunately, in some big corporations, that's where they butt head. And that's where, you know, the numbers speak louder than the personalities. And sometimes board members have to leap because of that. And sometimes CEOs have to back down because the board tells them to do so. So it's, you know, that's going on in our country too. And
yeah.
So there's a lot of variables that's why we have free markets. And that's why, you know, investing is not highly predictable, but you got to look at, you know, trends and underlying things that affect the market. And war and implementation of policy do have positive and negative effects upon markets.
So last week, the former Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, I caught this, it went by and it didn't mean much anything to me. He's warning of a bond market bubble. Give me some of your thoughts on that. You may have to carry to the next segment because we've got about a minute left.
Well, he said by any measure, long-term real interest rates are much too low and unsustainable. In other words, having these artificial rates that we've had for a decade at 0.5%, now the Fed's moving it up already a little bit, this is going to cause a problem for the bond market. And he's right. And he says when they start moving higher, they are likely to move reasonably fast. And then we would experience a bubble, not in stocks, but bond prices. But this, don't disconnect that this wouldn't affect also stocks, is what he was saying. So I believe he's right in this, because anytime the Fed goes in and creates an artificial environment, there's going to be ramifications for that.
Well, David, you have to finish that up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, with us. We're talking about stocks, precious metals, what's going on in the economy, and where to bury your money. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. And you don't get much more patriotic than Charlie Daniels. Seriously. If you don't think Charlie Daniels is a patriot, I don't know what to tell you. You're listening to the wrong music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get right back to my guest, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure to have him on. I learn a lot about finances. I learn a lot how the markets work and what have you. David, again, thanks for being with me.
You're absolutely very welcome, Joe. You know, we're talking about Alan Greenspan and him saying that the bond market is in a bubble in interest rates. Let me explain it. Tie the knot on this one. Most pension funds invest in bonds, and when if we've seen the bonds not do well in the last they haven't fully recovered since 2008, and that's why pensions, one of a couple reasons, the biggest reason why pensions are underfunded. But now they're saying, you know, many people like Greenspan and even Mohammed El Iran, who is the CEO of Allianz, who runs a bond fund, says that they're overvalued and this could be a bubble. So if this did pop, this would cause greater problems for pensions. But it wouldn't be contained within, more than likely, just the bonds. It would affect the stock market because we're in an interconnected society, you know, a global financial interconnection going on. So there is a problem that could happen, and, you know, we're watching that. But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, ironically, Greenspan comes out of being a Fed chairperson, and now he can talk freely about, you know, what's going on in the markets. And I think he's depicting the market much more accurately than when he was Fed chairman.
Yeah. I look at all this stuff. I know, and I'm not trying to play cute or ignorant here, but I don't always understand how it all ties together. Hey, quickly, you know, because I know how you guys can go on and on about this. Give the listeners tonight, what is a bond? Exactly what is a bond?
Well, think of it this way. Let's say you have a water purification facility in California, and they want to build one. So But there's not enough money in the city coffers to do that. So they create a piece of paper, and they sell this paper to raise capital to invest in this water purification system. And they're going to pay you an interest rate, and that is called a municipal bond. So people would put that in their portfolio, or a hedge fund would buy it and put that in a person's portfolio, or, you know, a mainstream and brokerage company would do that. And that's what a bond is. And so it's over a period of time, 5 years, 10 years, you know, X amount of time that pays X amount of interest rates. So when the rate changes as far as the outside environment of interest rates changes, it affects the benefit or the drawback of owning this bond. So bonds can be affected by interest rate changes. That's the number one thing that affects them. Also, the value of the dollar affects them, especially if the bond is denominated in America. So we're seeing a change in the dollar, and we're seeing a change in interest rates, and we're seeing that many people who trade bonds are saying that the bond market could be moving towards a bubble or is in a bubble, and that's not going to be a good thing. So that's why Greenspan and others are saying this.
It's amazing to me when I've talked to people, and the reason I asked you about the bonds, I've talked to people about this stuff before. They really don't, they talk about this, the regular person talks about it like they know, but a lot of people don't know what bonds are. They kind of understand how stocks work. They kind of understand how precious metals. So not today because we don't have enough time, but at some point I'd love to do a show with you on those different areas and how they interact with each other. I think that would be a great, you know, learning moment for some people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, listen, the current Fed chairwoman, Janet Yellen, she says there won't be a financial crisis in our lifetime. I got to tell you, I've been doing the show for 9 years, and all I hear from a lot of people is that we're rolling up into what's going to be a devastating financial crisis. Give me the story. Give me the real story here.
Well, the strange thing about central bankers, Joe, is that when there is central bank Fed chairman, they never see financial problems. But obviously there has been, you know, previously Fed chairman Alan Greenspan in 1999 claimed it was impossible that stocks were in a bubble. And the very next year, the bubble burst. We had the largest downturn in stocks at that time in 100 years. Of course, we had a crash after that. But, you know, which brings us to 2007. Fed chairman Ben Bernanke claimed that the subprime mortgage meltdown was contained and it would not spill over into any other markets or the economy. The next year, we had the horrific crash of 2008. And Fed chairman said just a bit ago that, you know, there won't be another financial crisis in our lifetime. I think it's three strikes and you're out. We've had previous two Fed chairmen, and I think the third one's going to follow suit. She's going to say very incorrect information just to calm the markets because that's what they do. But I think the reality is we're going to see next year or in the next 2 years what most people are saying. We're going to have a financial crisis of some magnitude.
So how big of a hole do I have to dig in my backyard to get ready for this? But
no holes in the backyard. You don't have to go buy a bunker and start digging and bury it. Yeah. And you don't need to bury your gold or anything like that. Just put in a safety deposit box, but, you know, get some metal.
Well, it's the stuff you hear all over the place. That's why I kind of was doing that tongue-in-cheek. It's like people, you just have to be informed. You have to have the information. You have to have an idea of what's coming down the pike. So you can just get ready for it or be ready for, even if it doesn't happen, at least you're ready for it. And David, I'm kind of jumping, what do they say, I'm jumping the shark here. You know, you really need to call David over at Landmark Capital, and you can get a hold of them at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Head over to landmarkgold.com. At least get informed. Even if you don't see it coming, you can't understand, just get informed. It's kind of where my head is all the time with this stuff. Get information, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and just to kind of clarify the Fed doesn't know magic crystal ball. They're just people like you and I. And they can't predict the future. Nobody can. But the Fed has to say things that are incredible about the market to keep the market moving. That's part of the Fed's goal. But the Fed is sometimes clueless. And I've just gave two major examples where they're 100% dead wrong and significantly, it was opposite of what they said financially. So, you know, the Fed is clueless right now that most people say. They don't, they're saying one thing, but it's more than likely we're going to have a totally different outcome. The Fed is, you know, trying to reduce their balance sheet, Joe. All the money that they bought, the mortgage-backed securities and the treasuries, they're trying to reduce this now. It was a $500 million or $500 billion, $500 trillion 10 years ago, but now it's $4.5 trillion, and they're trying to reduce this. They've gone through, the Fed has gone through reductions of their balance sheets before. Five out of six times when they've done this, it's caused a recession. So get ready. We might be moving into a recession, not inflation, but who knows? They can't unravel their balance sheet. They've admitted it. They've tried it. And so there's a lot of unknown with the Fed right now. And, you know, a lot of economists are saying this. They just do not know what to do. The Fed is backed into a corner. So there's going to be uncertainty. And so for Janet Yellen to say what she said, I think she's very – she's going to be go down in history as saying just the opposite of what happened, because there's going to be some sort of financial problems coming.
Well, that is the commonality, is there's going to be some kind of reset at the market. That I hear, you know, all the way across the board. So they've also announced that this year it's going to reduce its balance sheet. Now, you and I talked about this last week. My head's still kind of reeling about it, but how do they reduce? You got about a minute, and I know that's not a whole bunch of time. How do they reduce the balance sheet? What does that even mean?
Well, they bought, somebody has to buy a treasury, and the world's been backing away from our treasuries, and the Fed's been stepping up in the last 10 years to buy the treasuries, and now they hold $3.8 trillion of $4.5 trillion in their balance sheet. A balance sheet is just what's the assets and the liabilities. That's all a balance sheet is. Mm-hmm. So now they got to start selling it. So when a treasury comes due, like they buy a 5-year treasury 5 years ago, and when that date comes due, they're not going to renew it. They're going to sell it, get rid of it, and park the money in cash. So that tells us they're selling treasuries. So they are the largest holder of treasuries now. Now the largest holder of treasuries is going to be selling treasuries. So they're not going to renew their money, and it's to the tune of around $60 billion a month. It's going to take them 3, 4, maybe 5 to 6 years to unravel their balance sheet, but it's not going to get down to where the level was before. They're going to still support the treasury market because the world is not.
We got to go real quick. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. David Fisher joins me. We'll be back in just a minute.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. This is kind of how I feel when David Fisher comes on. he's gonna rescue me from my financial confusion. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you can do up there, seriously. Lots of information you can get on our website. I want to get right back to him. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Every week we talk about what's going on in the markets, what's going on with precious metals, and the things that are going on around the world that affect your money in some way, shape, manner, or form. And David, always a pleasure when you're on with me. I learned so much because you speak plain, simple financial English, stuff that I can, even if I have to look it up, it's easy for me to understand. So thanks for being with me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on your program.
And let's talk about the challenge we've been talking about for a long time, and the debt ceiling. You know, it's almost become a normality that every year we just raise it and raise. You know, every time they ask, we just raise it and raise it and raise it. But at some point in time, we're going to truly hit a ceiling, a real ceiling. We're not going to be able to get past, are we?
Well, that might happen September 29th.
Oh boy. How exciting. Okay. And remember I was talking about the shovel and digging and burying stuff?
Okay, so think of how many days we got left and how many shovels you got to take. No.
All right, so no. What do we do? What does it mean, and what do we do?
Well, most of the current administration is inexperienced in this thing called a debt ceiling, and they don't understand the gravity of this and if we were at a fault. But Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin said, if Congress does not act by September 29th, we will have a default for the first time in history. In other words, this will be utter critical for our country. Economists are saying interest rates will spike. The stock market will correct. We'll lose our credit rating. A lot of things negative to our country will happen. But there's something that's happening this time that seldom happens around the debt ceiling, and that is most of the time in raising the debt ceiling, you don't have a budget that needs to be passed at the same time. But previously, when we had a debt ceiling, whatever party was in office at that time, it was not divided. And most debt ceilings didn't come at the same time when we had this annual budget. Yet clearly we're facing these two things simultaneously. But if we look back history here in 2012, the most recent one, we had a Democratic president and a Democratic House and Senate, and they were all unified. They passed the budget and they raised the debt ceiling with just 1 day of each other in September in 2012. But the budget deficit, in other words, how much we spent more than we took in, was huge. The numbers were not comforting to the rest of the world. I'm putting us very politely here. And so we got a downgrade in our credit worthiness. And that's when the national debt was $14 trillion. This was the second time in history, Joe, that we got a credit downgrade as a country. And what happened as a result of that, we didn't default, but we got a credit downgrade. Gold and silver rallied for almost six months after that, and went up 40%. This was under a no default in our country. This time, not only is the current Republican Party not unified, and particularly the Freedom Caucus, but there's so much division with much emotion, evidenced with the inability to repeal and replace Obamacare and get those numbers right. There's so much fight about a budget also. And no one's talking about the debt ceiling. It's not even on the calendar. And we only have 12 days after the House and Senate comes back from their summer break. This is all happening at once now for the first time in our country with this huge Grand Canyon division. So this is why Mnuchin is saying this is huge. By September 29th, we have to have an agreement. Otherwise, we will have this default on the first time, and we've never experienced this. That's why many are saying the markets will reel, and some say it'll be possibly much worse than 2008 because it's a promise to pay. We are saying we're not promising anymore as a country, and all bets are off.
Wow. I mean, I get the biggest kick out of the show. Sure, we have nothing to worry about. We should be able to get it done in 12 days. Look at all the other legislation we get done, like chop, chop, fast, fast, right? We're going to be the world of hurt.
All the other legislation are things that they're not fighting about or not huge fighting, and they're in the background of this. And most of it's done through executive order by presidential pen. So there's not a lot of fighting because he's just doing it. So, Obama did some of that too, and we couldn't fight that. That's the way the system's set up. But the major components that he campaigned upon, nothing's passed yet.
Yeah, no, but my point is we're getting along so well and so swimmingly. I mean, 12 days to deal with the debt ceiling, that's a breeze. It shouldn't be a problem because I got nothing else to deal with. But we'll deal with that at another time. So, for the last couple of months, We've had a prominent investor always comes out, Wall Street, hedge fund manager will come out and give a warning that the correction is imminent. Now you talked about that in the earlier segment, but I mean, again, let's just slam home what you really see happening as far as a correction goes.
Well, we're going to have something in the next couple of years. I mean, Jim Rogers, legendary investor, guy wears the funny bow tie, 74 years old, who loves stocks, says we're in a bubble. It's going to collapse. It's going to be worse than 2008. And it happened real quickly with Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. And then it went throughout the world. So, I mean, it spiraled out of control. He says this environment is worse than that. It just hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen in the next couple of years. Ray Diallo, hedge fund manager, 30th richest person in the world, says this next downturn is going to be bad, real bad. Paul Singer says it's going to be like hell broke loose. So, I mean, I can keep going and on and on. There's week after week, there's people who are highly respected who love stocks. Seth Klarman, hedge fund manager for 30 years, has gotten the market more right than any person. He's got 16% annual returns every year, except for 3 years, with 30 to 50% in cash all times. So getting 16% returns when the normal average is 7 with 100% of your money in stocks, not 50% in cash, that's a pretty darn good track record. And he's saying get ready for Black Monday in 1987. So, I mean, there's so many people are saying, I can go on and on. You know, even companies like Goldman Sachs, they're saying the market's in a bubble. Morgan Stanley saying the market's distorted. Barclays saying the debt crisis could reverberate around the world. Even the FDIC announced recently they're not ready for the next downturn. They only have, there's $13 trillion in assets they got to cover through insurance, over 8,000 banks, and they don't have the money. You know, and even Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, got it backwards there, got excited, Joe, I talked for a little bit though, says they might need, just this came out a couple days ago, they might need $100 billion in the next crisis coming. So, I mean, where's that $100 billion? They don't have it. They said get ready for a bailout. While the bailout is the bailout. So, I mean, this is not a gold problem.
No.
This is a financial problem that we're, you know, like there's, I can read more, but there's many people are saying it's just being ignored. And, you know, there's a lot of great things and look at the great stock market, but we got to have some legs to this and we got to get our debt in order and we can't leverage money. And all these things are what we paid for dearly before, and they're just ignoring those fundamentals. And it is going to come back to haunt us within the next 1 to 2 years is what most people are saying who are sounding an alarm that have nothing to do with gold. And so this is why it's imperative to this time. They have a law that they can seize our money and, you know, called the Dodd-Frank Act. Is get some money into metals, get diversified. You know, pull some money out of your savings account if that's your only asset and get some money in metals. If you have a 401k or an IRA, roll some of that over into physical metals and take possession of it. We have a white paper on that. Get prepared for this because it's not if anymore if it's going to happen. It's when. And I'm not just the only one saying this. I'm citing what people who have nothing to do with gold, who are in the financial community in stocks and live it historically, they are saying the warning sign right now, greater than ever.
All right, you got about 2 minutes, my friend. So go ahead and tell people you've got a giveaway you want to talk about.
Two free giveaways. The first one is if you do that and invest $25,000 or greater, either over the counter, which is not through a retirement, or through your retirement and IRA or 401k rollover, you're going to receive not only that metals of $25,000 or whatever you invest, but also 10 free ounces of silver as a pat on the back. Thank you for working with our company and helping yourself. The trade must be replaced, though, before September 29th, which gives you time to get literature, get your questions asked, and help you get in the market there. The second one is if you call Landmark Capital today or go to our website at landmarkgold.com, sign up for our free newsletter. The next one coming out is going to be titled "He Who Owns the Gold Makes All the Rules." But enter your comments. Very seldom do I talk about gold, but there's a lot of information on what's going on with gold. But you enter your comments on our website on why you think owning precious metals is important to you, or you can call our company and talk to a representative and get a packet that way and be entered in the contest. We're going to give away free 10 ounces of silver. And through a drawing this way, it will take place live on your radio program on the week of August 14th. So that's just coming up here quick. So you got to go to the website or make the phone call.
You're running out of time. Keep going.
And they can do that by calling our company, 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time with me. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?